Pope Benedict on Sunday made an appeal for governments to do more to tackle the issues surrounding illegal immigration.
In queste ultime settimane, la cronaca ha registrato l'aumento degli episodi di immigrazione irregolare dall'Africa.
Speaking in the papal summer residence in Castel Gandolfo following his Angelus, Pope Benedict noted the rise in undocumented immigration to Europe from Africa. He said the Africans crossing the Mediterranean to Europe see it as a place of hope, where a person can flee bad and often unbearable situations. But the crossing often ends in tragedy. He then alluded to the accident last week in which some 70 African migrants went missing and were believed killed when their rubber boat capsized. He said the emergency which illegal immigration has now become calls for our attention, and while it spurs our solidarity, it also requires a proper political response.
Che molte istanze regionali, nazionali ed internazionali si stanno occupando della questione della migrazione irregolare.
He noted that many at the regional, national, and international levels are involved in finding a solution to the issue of irregular migration, and he applauded and encouraged them so that they might continue what he called their worthy action, responsibly and in a humanitarian spirit. He added that migrants' countries of origin must also show a sense of responsibility, not only because the people involved are their citizens, but also because they must work to remove the cause of irregular migration, as well as suppress at the roots all connected forms of criminal activity. He said that for their part, European countries, or at least countries of immigration, must develop joint initiatives and build joint structures that are more appropriate to the needs of irregular migrants.
Da tutelare di fronte ai gravissimi rischi.
Pope Benedict said immigrants must also be made aware of the value of their lives, which must be protected against the great risks incurred in trying to improve one's lot. He also said they must also be reminded of their obligation to respect the law of the countries in which they are in. The Holy Father said he feels the profound duty to call upon everyone to become aware of the problem. He asked for the generous cooperation of individuals and institutions in facing it and finding solutions. Before the Angelus, Pope Benedict spoke about Sunday's liturgical readings.
In today's Gospel, Jesus reveals to his disciples his coming passion, this and the resurrection. He also teaches us that to follow him, we too must enter into the mystery of the cross, faithful obedience to God, and loving service of our neighbor do not always come easily, but to embrace the cross of Christ is to share in his victory.
At the end of the audience, he greeted the people of Cuba, where they are celebrating the 400th anniversary of the veneration of an image of Our Lady of Charity. He urged the Cuban people to be missionaries of the gospel in all situations. He assured the people of the country of his spiritual closeness before giving his blessing to Cuba and to all Cubans. I'm Charles Collins.